Each month we chat with Chris Danielson, who is the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Now, we're going to be chatting with Chris today because the 15th of October is a special day around the world. It's also a day of action which is being taken by the NFB, and it's all around ride sharing. To explain it all, Chris joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Alan. So White Cane Safety Day is, as you said, now a worldwide celebration. It was started in the United States. Since 1964, the President of the United States has issued a proclamation every October 15th recognizing White Cane Safety Day. And this was actually at the instigation of the National Federation of the Blind. As you know, we're an organization that is over 80 years old now, and we were able to convince the Congress in 1963 to pass a joint resolution authorizing this. President Lyndon Johnson was the first president to issue a White Cane Safety Day proclamation. And in fact, if listeners want to look online at our website and go to our publications and media link and find our magazine, the Braille Monitor, there's actually a good article in our October issue that describes this history and has highlights from some of the proclamations that have been issued over the years. Every president since Johnson has issued this proclamation every year. Now, in the National Federation of the Blind, we refer to this now as White Cane Awareness Day, because to us, the white cane represents more than safety. It's really a symbol of our independence and our ability to go where we want and do what we want. And the White House has recognized that too. They actually refer to White Cane Safety Day in their proclamations now as Blind Americans Equality Day. That is a tradition that President Obama started, but actually President Trump and President Biden maintained it. It kind of has a heavy connotation for some, but it recognizes that the day is more than just about the white cane, at the very least. So it's kind of an interesting day. And in fact, in the Federation, we build a whole month's worth of activities around the fact that White Cane Awareness Day is in the middle of October. We now celebrate what we call Blind Equality Achievement Month. And that is our way of saying that we support blind people all October long, and we like for our chapters and affiliates to get out in their communities and have events so that they are recognizing the significance of the white cane and of our rights in their own communities. And in fact, we urge all of our local chapters to get proclamations from their own local governments, as well as the national proclamation, and from their state governments recognizing White Cane Awareness Day.
Apt then, I suppose, Chris, that on the day itself, you or the NFB have organised a day of, I suppose it's not protest, but I suppose perhaps action, and it's all around rideshare refusals.
Absolutely. We've organized a day of action. As you say, we're calling it a rally. And it's really to bring attention on this particular White Cane Awareness Day to the discrimination that is still all too often experienced by blind people who are using rideshare services like Uber and Lyft. And in particular, mostly this discrimination occurs when the blind passenger is using a guide dog. And this has gone on for far too long. It's unacceptable. The companies, the rideshare companies, Uber and Lyft in particular, we entered into agreements with them, and they are supposed to be doing more to prevent it. But it's still a problem that blind people are experiencing all too often. And we recognize that it's a global problem. We've actually heard from organizations of blind people in other countries who want to have solidarity with us on this issue, because it is in fact a global problem. And those who want to support us on social media can actually do so with the hashtag #RightToRide. And we would appreciate any shout outs that people want to make on October 15th. But on October 15th, over 100 of us from across the country will be in San Francisco, because both Uber and Lyft are headquartered in San Francisco. And so that morning, we will be in front of the Uber headquarters carrying signs and marching and bringing awareness to this issue. And then that afternoon, we will be in front of the Lyft headquarters. So the rally in front of the Uber headquarters starts at 10 a.m. local time there in San Francisco. And the one in front of Lyft starts at 1:30 p.m. And if anybody who's listening in that area wants to join us, we'd welcome their participation as well. And of course, guide dogs are welcome. So we're excited to have this event.
How do you build on that then, Chris? If you get the word out, the message out on the day at their headquarters, how do you take that forward?
Well, we've actually been talking with these companies for a long time, but we're having this rally to really escalate the issue and get them to take more action on it. And we will be following up with specific things that we want them to do. They should have a zero tolerance policy for this. This is not acceptable. No driver who deliberately does this should remain on the Uber or Lyft platform. This should be zero tolerance. There should not be second chances here. This is not appropriate. It is discrimination. It is against the law. It violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is a national law. It violates the white cane laws that many states have, because many states do have a law, their own laws relating to disability, and they're intended to prevent discrimination against people with disabilities. And so we are very firm that there should be a zero tolerance policy, that the companies need to enhance their driver education so that they're sure that drivers understand what they're agreeing to. The important thing to remember is that drivers are agreeing to this policy when they sign up to be drivers for the rideshare companies. That's part of what their terms and conditions, their T's and C's, that they have to agree to. And yet some of them are routinely violating that agreement, and Uber and Lyft is letting them do that. And that can't be the case. And we also want to make it easier for blind people to report this discrimination when it happens. We are also escalating by following up, not just with the rideshare companies, but with the United States Department of Justice and with other entities that can enforce the laws. And in fact, I should mention that our rally is being sponsored as well by Guiding Eyes, which is one of the leading guide dog schools in the United States. So to find out more, people can go to our website, which is nfb.org. NFB, of course, stands for National Federation of the Blind, so nfb.org. We're on YouTube. We have a channel, Nations Blind. We have a Mastodon handle, which is Nations Blind at nfb.social. We're on X as nfb_voice. And if you have questions, you can just send us an email at nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, we'll follow up with you on that to find out how it all went. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. Look forward to talking with you again.